Some vape shops in Washington State are using an unusual lobbying technique. Here's how it works. If you walk into some vape stores, and while you're there, you call your lawmaker on behalf of the vape store, you get 10% off your next purchase. And while that lobbying strategy may sound suspicious, it's legal. Jerry Kornfield covers Washington's legislature for the Everett Herald. Jerry, thanks for being back with us.
No, you're welcome.
Of the Olympians, Melissa Santos broke this story, and when we read it, we were thinking, how could this be legal? It is, though?
Well, it's at this point, it's legal, and in some ways, as odd as it sounds, it's just a little twist on what grassroots lobbying is all about. Typically, they are organizations that may pop up for a single issue and involve non-professionals trying to sway lawmakers. So, you know, there's signs and emails, and this is appears to be one more way to, you know, get the grassroots energized on an issue.
How common is it that a business would offer a discount to one of their customers in exchange for them lobbying the legislature on their behalf?
Yeah, it's the first I've heard of it in my 10 years of covering the legislature down here, and I haven't heard lawmakers talk about it. But it's hard to know if it happens elsewhere because there are some really big businesses that, you know, they don't need to pay their customers. They just go ahead and pay a lobbyist $10,000, $20,000 a month to be down here all the time talking to folks on their behalf. So companies do spend money, but they may not ask their customers to get involved in this way.
So why don't the people who run all those vape stores do the same thing, just hire lobbyists?
Well, actually, some of them do. I mean, there has been an association of formed, and there are people who testify on behalf of businesses who make their money out of e-cigarettes and the vaping devices. So there are some folks who are speaking on their behalf. This seems to be a handful of businesses trying to figure out how do we let lawmakers know that it's more than just one or two, that it's a lot of it. It's all of our customers, and it's their way of trying to get it engaged. You might consider it similar to, say, if students were put on buses and driven down to protest or root for a tuition cut or something. It's getting the folks on the front lines who are affected, getting them down into the faces of legislators. This is just a little twist on that.
Jerry Kornfield is with us. He covers the legislature for the Everett Herald, and we're talking about an unusual effort by vape stores. They're offering customers discounts if they call up and lobby the legislature. Now, what are they lobbying the legislature for? What do they want the legislature to do on behalf of the vape stores? And is there any sign they're being effective with this?
Well, to this point, I think the arguments that they've been making is to do us no harm. There has been legislation in both chambers that would would tax some of the e-cigarette and devices and materials and product in much the same way cigarettes are handled. So they don't want to have any more taxation. They don't want to have any more regulation than already exists. So they're really asking the legislature to do nothing. To this point, they've been successful. However, we're in the last 3 days of a second special session. There's money to be made from taxing e-cigarettes, and lawmakers still may go that route before they finish.
This kind of lobbying, some think of it as legal bribery. Do you think this is going to cause a stir in Olympia and maybe prompt some laws to stop this kind of lobbying?
I think there's going to be some questions asked. Initially, I think what they want to see is these stores are going to have to file reports with the Public Disclosure Commission. They're going to have to identify how much they spent. Just like organizations, even like school associations and PTAs, if they spend a few $100 on signs, they have to report it. These companies are going to have to report what they spend. At that point, I think that's when the discussion will begin. If they fail to report and they challenge the rules, then I think you'll see a crackdown. If they report and put everything out there, lawmakers next year would have to consider how far they want to go in telling people, here's how you can and cannot communicate and lobby us. I think they might talk about it. In the end, I don't see any new laws popping out anytime soon.
Well, this is really interesting. If you offer a discount to someone, is that considered a campaign expense or a lobbying expense? Would they have to report that we gave this guy a 10% discount on his vape supplies?
If they accepted it, yes. I mean, the customer doesn't have to, but if I'm the company and that 10% adds up to, say, $100, that's no different in the minds of the Public Disclosure Commission than $100 you spend to send letters or make signs or whatever to actually lobby in person. And so they do need to report it. There's a minimum threshold, as Melissa Santos reported. It's, I think, $700 for some types of lobbying. So it just depends of how many people actually get involved and take advantage. The value of the prizes they give away, that'll have to be reported. And I think at the point the numbers are added up, the lawmakers will try to figure out, is this a one-time issue or is this going to be a big-time problem we have to deal with?
Hey, Jerry, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
No, you're welcome. Thanks.
Jerry Kornfield covers the legislature for the Everett Herald, and we were talking about what some vape stores are doing. They're allowing people who lobby the legislature to enter into contests for prizes. They're also offering discounts to customers who come in and call their legislature while they're in the vape store to lobby on their behalf to keep them from getting more taxes imposed upon them.